whatever we do, it has a lot of shortcomings. So one of the things that if you have a conscious, is all the time to have a hope. But now it comes to the big question, how am I going to know if I have a conscious? Every one single person is Mr. Right. And sometimes we get to the point, I am Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, and the rest of the world, they all wrong. And if they see the world my way, everything will be fine. And God forbid, I never do mistakes. That here is a conscious? No, that's not a conscious. Maybe you have knowledge, but that does not mean you have conscious. How we will know if I have a conscious, me, the person inside me, have a conscious? And if that conscious is healthy or not healthy? The same thing, your body is developed, and the same thing, your character is developed, also your soul developed. And the development of this soul is up to you also. And it's good to know that part. The first, which is called with the part of the instinct, we call what we have the wrongdoing ordering soul. As long as I'm number one, there is no such a thing called right or wrong, but what is good for me or bad for me. What's good for me is right. What's bad for me is wrong. That's called nafs al-ammara. Because this soul order you to do wrong. And immediately you will justify it. You will justify your mistakes. See, everybody is doing it. Don't pick on me, see somebody else, whatever that is. I don't want to go and digress too much in the area, but all the time this soul will ordering you to do wrong and immediately justify your mistakes. You know what you are doing. But if you have a conscious, that means there is a God development in this soul, and now you are going to another stage. And what is this stage called? النفس اللوامة, the blaming soul. That when you start, when you do something, immediately you try, what did I do? Is it right or wrong? Not according to what I want, but according to what Allah wants. Am I doing the right thing? Could I have done it better? So all the time what? Blaming itself. This soul keep blaming itself. Why? Because it knows that it can do better. Can you imagine you are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not working in a corporation, or you are just doing things. Allah give you the best. What is it that you're giving back? Allah gives you the best. Are you in return giving back the best? And if you are not, there are shortcomings. This soul, al-lawwama, it will blame you and says, no, you can do better. You can do a whole lot more better. Let us do better. Okay. After this soul, it comes if this soul take command out of your attitude, and you can compare that with what I was saying earlier about developing the character. It's going to develop another new product. Before I leave this, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this soul by saying what? أَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. By this blaming soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored it. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Why? Because it is in the right direction. Definitely this soul has nothing to do with justifying its behavior. Wrong is wrong, let me correct it. Right is right, I can do better. What if this take command out of your life, it develop another one. It develop another one. Another soul will grow up on you. Or your soul will mature to a different level. And what if that different level is called? النفس المطمئنة. Thank you. النفس المطمئنة, it means what? The secure soul. And why your soul is secure? Because it is what? You are minimizing the amount of mistakes you're doing. You are focusing and only doing the right thing. So automatically by your nature, when you do something right, you know it. And when you do something wrong, you know it. So if you are increasing what you do right and minimizing what you do wrong, your soul will come to be what? In peace. In peace, in peace, in peace. And how you know if what I am doing is right or wrong? We know that from the Quran and Sunnah, but I don't have the knowledge. Maybe I don't know how to read and write. Maybe I never been exposed to the whole thing. How am I going to know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you a pure adjustment right here inside. Listen to it. If you have to explain it, don't do it. No one ever give explanation for doing the right thing. Ever. By your instinct, you never ever give explanation for doing the right thing. For doing the wrong thing, that's where you started to give explanation. وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ A spouse cheating on his or her spouse. There is a lot of explanation. A lot of justification. But the relationship between the spouse, in the marriage couple, nobody give explanation. You have even the parents or somebody knocking in your door, you go and open the door and say, welcome, come on in. If the parents or the brothers or whatever. And when they are leaving, why don't you sit down and have a dinner with us? Why don't you spend the night here? But if somebody, wal'azu billah, having an affair, the door is knocking, he's jumping from the window. Why? No one ever gave explanation for doing the right thing. So you have what? You have a nafs al-mutma'innah, the secure soul. But what happened after the secure soul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala developed this soul to another level. And what is that other level it called? The sensitive soul. Now we started to be sensitive. Sensitive means what? It see the beauty, the mighty, the glory, the knowledge, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. This soul, it does not belong its own. And you don't know, he's the same person. But what's inside is completely now different. He can see the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how the bird land. See how many years of education and training it takes a pilot to land. Have you ever in your lifetime heard about a bird that crashed when he is landing? There are billions of calculations for just to get when that bird hit the ground, his velocity is zero. Where is it? We all been in an aeroplane. When it landed, there is a shock. Where is this shock? How the bird put up with it. Have we heard about birds clashing while they are flying? And take from that on. How is Allah describing this soul at the end of Surah Ali Imran? What he is saying, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ربنا سبحانك ما خلقت هذا باطلا فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. This soul in a state of constant remembering to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creation. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. You haven't created that in vain. or there is a shortcoming in your creation, and what does this soul now want? Before, if you ask me and ask us, what you want? I wanted Jannah. What do you want? I want to go to Jannah. But what is this soul asking for? Qina azab an-nar. Protect us from hellfire. Why? Because they realize their shortcoming. They came up to realize that they are nothing merely but one of so many millions and billions of a species Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, creating, and He will create in future. And you know the magnitude of your value. And you know now, and now you know, that you supposed to be focusing in not to go to Jannah, but you supposed to be doing what? Doing your best to stay away from Allah's punishment. That's where the switch got to take place. So what you are doing, you are not doing it to go to Jannah, because it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a lot of hadith in this area, and the time maybe we're not going to help, you know, to go to that. But لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدُكُمْ بَحَمَلِهِ. No one ever will go to the paradise by his work or his deed, but by Allah rahmah, by Allah mercy. And they said, even you, Ya Rasulullah, he said, even me. That's what ahead of you and ahead of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran al-Kareem, أَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ لَاعِبِينَ. Have you ever thought that we just created you as a game? Or as of just a form of creation, and you will never come back to us again, and you are not going to be tried and evaluated for every and anything you did? No, you will. This soul now living in the age, this soul, this sensitive soul is living in the age, because what you want out of this life, protect us from our shortcoming. Forgive us. We haven't worshipped you. We haven't recognized you. We haven't thanked you. We haven't appreciated you the way that we're supposed to. Even if they are, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. They are remembering Allah's state of remembering Allah when they are standing, sitting on their side, that means while they are sleeping. What can be better than this? But this soul started to feel it. There is another one level, and that's belong, they call an-nafs an-nuraniya, or the lightened life, soul. And this lightened soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of His secrets. That is the soul of the messengers and the prophets. This is the soul of the messengers and the prophets. When we study, inshallah, the Mabadi al-Iman about the prophets, you can find they have so many in common. One of the things that they comment, they never ever worried about themselves. They never ever worried about what's happening to them. They never ever worried or gave up, or they said, we've been punished enough, let us go, let the people suffer the consequence of what you're doing. I am doing the right thing, and I told you what is the right thing to do. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, it's up to you. No. And we all know the famous incidents when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was coming back from Taif. He was abused beyond the comprehension in Mecca. He lost all kind of support emotionally and physically and whatever. And when he went to Taif to have a support from there, he was insulted, degraded, kicked out, and after that stoned, and he was bleeding. And when he raised his hand to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah sent the angel for him to comfort and to help him, And you said if you want a punishment, it's going to be, I'm just trying to make this short as much as possible, this khutbah. What did he say? He said, Ya Allah, forgive. Maybe out of their offspring, they will come out who will worship you. What kind of a soul is this? That it can take all of that abuse and all of that punishment, and it is still having the passion and the love for humanity. And that passion and love for humanity came from passion and love to Allah. Because if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love all His creatures. But if you are overoccupied by loving yourself, you are blind. There is a veil over your soul and over your eyes. You cannot see, you cannot love anybody else. So, for the conscious now, going back to our issue, for developing the conscious, how we will know that the conscious got developed, very easy. If I start to blame myself, start to evaluate what I am doing. Now I have a conscious. If you have a shortcoming, you don't explain it, you do not justify it, you go right in and correct it. If what you did is right and good, you ask yourself, can I do better? How I can do better? How I can improve it? It is what I did is not good enough. When you have that soul, now you have a conscious. And we know if you have a conscious, what kind of a soul, and it will be developed. Another attribute that I'm going to talk about, probably I'm not going to be able to finish the whole thing today, but inshallah, I will try. If I can't finish it today, I'll finish the rest of it inshallah next week. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. At-taqwa, the piety. Okay, when you look at the Holy Quran, to make the long story short, at-taqwa, the piety, what is the meaning of the piety? If you look at the Holy Quran, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classified the human being, our species, to 23 categories. Some they are in the area of believer and doing good, and some in bad and doing bad, but in each one of them has so many character or so many kind, if you total both, 23. Among the good ones, there is one you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like. If you look at the category of believers, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a lot of warning messages. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا who believe, believe. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون. Why you are saying something and doing something different. But there are a category Allah like. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love al-muttaqeen. And in another, Allah, that's in another in Surah Al-Gathiyah, Allah is وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking after the muttaqeen. So this is the category that you and I have to run. Run. And try to be in it. This category, what this category has, they have a certain attributes. And inshallah, I hope that we all will try to get those attributes. Inshallah. Number one, khashyatillah. Having the humility and the submission by the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did the khashyatillah mean? Means that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to be eager to try to please Him. I want to find what He likes and I want to do it. And we do that when we love anybody. When you love anybody, you are eager to please him. The second element of khashyat Allah is you are afraid of Allah enough to never dare to disobey him. That's the second part of the coin, or the other side of the coin. You love your child and you try to please him, but that does not mean you respect him. Because if that child do something, you're going to spank him or punish him. So love by its own self is not the totality of the nature of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or al-khashya. Al-khashya, that means you are afraid to dare to disobey him. And you know why? And you are eager. You love him enough and you are eager to please him. That's the first attributes of al-muttaqi. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqi. Allah loves the muttaqi. Why? Because the muttaqi is driven by Allah, by the khashya, in everything they do and say, by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, the muttaqi has no place in his mind and soul to what he wants. He is all, or she is all the time worried about what Allah wants. And how we're going to know what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want? The Qur'an. And how is the best interpretation to that Qur'an? The Sunnah. So all what I do in my 24/7 going to have to be in the boundary of the Qur'an and Sunnah. Anything outside the Qur'an and Sunnah, I don't need. It doesn't make any difference if that's what I want or not. If it is in the Qur'an, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. If it is not in the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the Qur'an and the Sunnah had everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained everything in the Qur'an. Everything you need in your 724, it is already in the Qur'an. And already in the Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. Learning and applying. The third element, accepting Allah's decree. Never ever under any circumstances think what you got is a coincidence. Or if you got something else, you would have been a better man. That's not true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any given second, He gives you. If what you know how to use, you will qualify to His mercy. And this is why His name is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ الْعُسْرِ. Allah wants their life easier for you. He doesn't want it harder for you. So in this area, what I can say is this. Never ever be under the impression that what you are doing or what you are having is a coincidence. The second thing I want to say in it, it is not important what you got. More important what you can do with what you got to get closer to Allah. Prosperity or a hardship. Being rich or being poor, healthy or sick, it doesn't make any difference. If you want that taqwa. But how you use what you got to get closer to Allah. And the first thing that you can do by saying, Alhamdulillah, I accept what you got because I know it is mercy, act of mercy. The last element is getting ready to leave. When we try to go to a trip, a vacation, we take few months, weeks or months before to try to plan for it, buy clothing for it, airplane tickets for it, whatever that is, all the time. And you may go to that trip, you may not. But the trip that you must do and you shall do كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will die. And you can be by the name of Allah. You already ate your last meal. And you drank last sip of water Allah ordained. And you are just final. You are doing now the final breathing. How many person died all of a sudden? Every single one of us. Every single one of us. I am positive. In your lifetime, you heard about somebody all of a sudden died. There is no even reason. Young people, go to YouTube. You want to see so many under sudden death. So many broadcasters, soccer players, people giving presentations, just a drop. What makes you think you are not the next one online? And in this area, I want to say one thing. When you study fiqh al-mawt wa ma ba'du, the death and after, you will realize that Azrael, the angel of death, it check on you every single day 3 times to see if you are due. And when you are due, he doesn't take your permission. He will pick up your soul. Exactly like a farmer, a good farmer. He keep going to the farm every single day 3 times. Only see the one who just reached the point of maturity, he will pick it up. Who decide the level of maturity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows that? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بَأَيَّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No ever soul knows what it will gain tomorrow, and no ever soul knows in which land you will die. You are alive now. You can be completely dead within a second. Are you ready to go? Al-Muttaqeen trying to be. You see, not what we are missing. We are missing a whole lot. The last element in the taqwa, hope. Hope in Allah's mercy that He will accept you. With my whole due respect to drive this point in, when you go to the shopping center and you only want to pick up a few apples, do you take the first few apples you see? Or you pick and choose? You take the one that you like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created billions. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pick you to His mercy? You're gonna have to qualify yourself. You're gonna have to be this good apple. You're going to have to work hard day and night to just be this apple. Out of the millions of apples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every second. If you really love yourself, don't destroy it. But do your best to make it qualified to Allah's mercy. Because you know, and I know, when you are in pain, no one in pain and feel by you except yourself and your Maker. And when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the moment of death, nothing can help you. And nothing will help you except His mercy. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't let this life deceive you. And don't take Allah's mercy for granted. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and forgive all our sin and all our mistakes and all our shortcomings, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Thank you. إن الحمد لله والصلوات والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. How to develop the taqwa? All I'm going to tell you is this. Assume that someone came to you with a piece of paper and said, you only have 5 minutes to live. Only 5 minutes to live. How you gonna, what you gonna do? What is gonna be your priority? How you gonna invest those 5 minutes? What you gonna do? What you gonna be? I am sure the majority of us gonna say, Astaghfirullah. Allahumma afu anna. Allahumma tub anna. Okay. To develop the taqwa, there is, inshallah, it will be a lot of khutbah for that. But the point here is this, to start. Stay away. Start now. Stay away from anything displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin. We all know what is lawful and we all know what is forbidden. And even if you have a doubt about it, leave it, it doesn't worth it. If you have to explain it, don't do it, it doesn't worth it. Whatever there is, it doesn't worth it. And remember, your 5 minutes can be starting from the last time you did breathe. What you gonna do? Life is a gift for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not right that you have. Allah can give it to you anytime and can take it anytime. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Amen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us an af. And give us the hidayah. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah in the hereafter will be in peace. And will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. Ibad Allah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.